Joachim Krema was born in the West African country of Guinea-Bissau 37 years ago. Now he lives in central Russia and is running for office as a kind of district representative. Krema is the first black person to ever be a candidate in Russia. Jessica Gallagher reports.
Joachim Krema is a naturalized Russian citizen. He's adopted a Russian name, calling himself Vasily Ivanovich. And like any candidate for office, he knows how to talk the talk. Here he is through a translator.
I became interested in politics because there were many electoral promises that were not fulfilled in the last election. That's why I'm interested to see what I can do to improve the conditions of my area.
Local election officials say he faces an uphill battle. They say most voters will only support him because they think his candidacy is a joke or because they want to protest against Russia's dismal political system. Russians are notoriously prejudiced. Africans living in Moscow and other cities routinely say they're insulted, harassed, and beaten. Alexander Verkovsky is head of the Sova Center for Information and Analysis in Moscow, a group dedicated to researching xenophobia and nationalism in Russia. He gives Krema a lot of credit.
It's a very seldom situation when a person of so far foreigner region tries to do that.
And Verkovsky expects some racist groups will attack his candidacy. Krema says that if Russia is a democracy, then why shouldn't he run? Despite the odds and what appear to be racially motivated threats against him, Krema says he's not worried and has even turned some of the insults to his advantage. He was quoted in a populist tabloid as saying he would slave for the benefit of his constituents. Krema first came to Russia in the last days of the Soviet Union to study to become a teacher. He currently earns a living selling fruit with his father-in-law. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.